Oh, we're going to do intro first.
Intro first? Intro first.
Intro.
Howdy, howdy. This is Chris Erickson.
And Cassidy Lewis. We are both born and raised here in North County, San Diego.
We're dads, we're husbands.
And we're both realtors.
And this podcast is all about the people, the places, and the stories around North County.
Thanks for tuning in to North County Now.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, my friends. Welcome back to another edition of North County Now, episode number 158. I was just chatting with some buddies. They are pushing for us to throw a North County Now party. So maybe once we get to 200... or get close to there. Anyways, welcome to North County Now. I'm Chris Erickson. Find me over on Instagram at I am Chris Erickson. You got Mr. Cassidy Lewis.
Yep, at Cassidy Lewis RE on Instagram.
Come say what's up over there. Got some fun reels, all that kind of stuff. But as always, we're going to go official now. Officially sponsored by the Beach Life Group. it's our real estate crew. If you guys need anything, hit us up. Go learn all you need to know at northcountyca.com or hit us at email hello@northcountyca.com. Come say what's up. But yeah, the website we're updating basically weekly, vlogs, blogs, all kinds of fun stuff over there. So kind of anything and everything you need to know about selling your house. But we're going to start off this week. Besides, we're going to get into a few new places coming into town. There's Cassie seemed pretty interested in this one. So we'll definitely hit this one up at the end. It's a new coffee shop / sports memorabilia spot opening up. Not going to tell you where, so stay tuned for that. Beer of the week comes from, it's here, but the brewery is highly touted elsewhere. I believe Copenhagen. So,
oh, wow.
Yep. So we'll get into that. That's my beer of the week. Cassie's is a very special beer of the week because it only comes from one spot. You could only get it as far as we know, right?
Yep, as far as we know. I can't find it anywhere online. And nowhere I just double check the name of it on my phone and it's still, I keep typing it in the exact same way and it's not showing up. So yeah.
All right. So you got to find out where it is. Made the beer of the week. I'm assuming you're rocking your Bergen hat, but I'm assuming it's not a Bergen this week.
It's not a Bergen this week. Nope. Okay.
Oh, then we got a little roundup of my golf round. Coming up, we got some power rankings. We got a little quick little shout out to a spot over here in Encinitas. But let's start with our real estate minute. How's the market, buddy? That's what we get asked all the time. So inform the people.
Depends if you're buying or selling. I mean, still crazy hot seller's market. Starting to see a little bit more inventory trickle on, but it's not like, it's not like an avalanche of homes. So there's still a lot of competition. We have a buddy that said there were 900 people at an open house in Encinitas on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're kind of just seeing similar things where prices are going over. Although some of the insane, like 150, 250, 600 grand over list doesn't seem to be happening quite as often. Seems to be kind of a little bit more, depending on price points and stuff, but a little less insanity. What do you think?
I'm seeing some more homes that have been, like, as I scroll through my map, kind of look at what's going on, all these little different areas, little micro neighborhoods, etc., that we keep a close eye on. Seeing a few places that have been on, they've survived this week. I think I'll call it surviving that first weekend. Mm-hmm. They're into their second weekend. Some have been on a while longer. There's definitely some people who have overstretched and just got greedy and way overpriced their house I've seen it, probably somebody over in Encinitas definitely overpriced it by, I want to say, about $750,000. So, and that one's still sitting. So if you guys want, but I am starting to see a little glimpse of opportunity in certain places, a little longer market times by long. It's not long, but long compared to 4 days.
Yep.
So, some of those houses that are dialed in the good areas that just everybody wants to get into are still
going quick,
gone, but
yep.
Yeah. multiple offers, just not a feeding frenzy as much.
Yep.
There's still going to be a lot of people going to check out places and that kind of stuff. Definitely if you go to open house anytime, it's usually a madhouse. That's wild.
Especially
recommend. If there are only showings through there.
Yep, for sure. That's what I was going to say.
But if there's other showings, hit us up, because it's a lot better experience to go cruise through by yourself as opposed to like trying to climb over people to get up the stairs to see the bedroom, you know, whatever. But nonetheless, it's still pretty competitive, but I'm starting to see a little change out there. Mm-hmm. So from buyers and sellers, more, even the ones that aren't crazy overpriced, I have seen some that have been sitting for a little bit and just, you know, not a $200,000 price reduction, but you know, 25, 50,000 that have been sitting for, you know, 12 to 14 days. So few more of those.
Yep. Agreed.
But we will see. All right. How was the week, sir?
The week was good. Lots of baseball. We had a fun little Mother's Day / my folks' 40th anniversary this past weekend. A little getaway up to the happiest place on earth. Braden made it interesting by severely spraining his ankle on Thursday. but it's not broken. We
had
x-rays on Friday. So we ordered a boot on Thursday night. Had it to us at 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday. It was great.
Good.
And so he just has to stay off of it and stay off of it without the boot. And he's getting better and better every day. And we got, you know, to take advantage of a little bit of the front of the line stuff up at Disneyland.
And you didn't know if they still had that, but they do.
Well, you know, it's funny because California Adventure, since it was built more recently, everything's handicap accessible. So you just wait in line.
Gotcha.
There's not like a special spot, except for when you get to the front of the line, then there might be like a ramp to a spot for like where you can leave wheelchairs or Braden was just in a stroller. But Disneyland still, I mean, there's still rides where the aisles are like, you know, like they're 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
So there's no way to do that. Like I couldn't have held Braden in that tight of a spot for a long time. So like we got to do Peter Pan, which we haven't done in a really long time. Just walk right up. It was great.
Nice.
So yeah, it was fun.
Good.
Yeah. And then Cam got a stomach flu or maybe food poisoning or something like that Saturday. So, literally like 10 o'clock in the morning, he's asking to leave Disneyland. We're like, awesome. Like, you know, you're sick when your kid wants to actually leave Disneyland.
So. Yeah.
But he's, on the up and up, and we had, I think we probably talked about the baseball game last week since we potted on Wednesday, but we had a great baseball game last night. Our first playoff game in single elimination, big old win, 18-10. So we get to move on to Wednesday. So
moving on.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. It was.
Congrats.
It was a crazy week.
Yeah. To say the least.
Yeah, that's right. and who knew that they were still doing COVID protocols for returning to school if you missed a day, even for a stomach bug.
Yeah.
So negative COVID tests. Luckily we have like 5,000 tests at our house now.
Yeah. I think we have a good stockpile as well. It's just use them for no reason. Yeah. Let's check it. Okay. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, we'll see how next year goes. I don't know if they'll keep that up, probably assuming be more lax, but you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very nice. Yeah. Mother's Day over here was good. Relaxed. Just went to see my mom real quick. My mom and sister and that kind of stuff. They went to the harbor, but we ended up cruising out just to Rosati's right here in Encinitas. So Julie just wanted to get out, have a beer somewhere. So
that was nice.
Quite lovely. But yesterday I got to play Twin Oaks Golf Course. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to be there.
I know I was.
But shout out to Uncle Scott filled in.
Nice.
Last minute, I was texting with Joe. Said, hey, because he's on his way to fire, so he knows the fire crews and kind of what their schedules, the guys I was going to hit up, my brother and other buddy. He's like, yeah, I think they're working. But then called me back about, you know, and texted me back a few minutes later. He's like, all right, I think I got one. Let's see.
Nice.
Uncle Scott, he last minute showed up. Perfect.
Good.
And he's a solid golfer. I think he ended up shooting the best, 89.
So it'd been close to what I got, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I ended up with 101. I should have broke 100, but made a poor decision on the 18th hole. So ended up getting my only eight of the day to put me over a hundo. I was putting lights out all day, man. Like, honestly, probably that's some of the best putting that I've ever had. Like sinking, you know, anything within 10 feet, definitely going in, but nice. Sunk some longer ones, downhill undulating greens, probably, I don't know, it's probably like a 40 footer, just like dead Sweet. On. And then, hole 18, I shot number three it's a par five shot. My third shot goes to the back of the green, the pin's at the very front. It's in the fringe, but it's like thick. It was like the hole before I had taken out my 61 degree wedge, I guess you call it.
Nice.
Just practicing. I was like, oh, I had some good like little flop shots. So let's try that. Anyways, ended up just sculling the ball, goes all the way across the green, like onto the other side. Should have just putted at that point. Could have put it in within, you know, two shots from there. But anyways, took a gamble because we had money on the line as well with our cart versus their cart. So it was our only chance. But nonetheless, it was great. Should have broke 100, but putting was fantastic. And my short game, no, my kind of middle game, 120 in was pretty good too. So it was felt pretty solid out there. One of my better rounds in a long time. So,
and on a tough course too.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely lost a few balls, but not crazy amount. Kept it in, even if I misshot it or something, be somewhat in play, you know? So,
yep.
Cool. Definitely good. Had a birdie, had a nice birdie on the front nine, maybe hole six. I think it was par four. It's pretty nice. This is my first bird dog in years. I want to go with years, but I think my putting game, I told him, I think I've played more miniature golf than regular golf since the last time I played. So, definitely helps. Any of you mini golf people, go hit out there. So, but you know, it was super fun. And then I hit up a margarita party too. Didn't get my entry in because just got there too late. And they already had like a whole contest going. There's some interesting margaritas, you know, just your standard little jalapeno. Mine was actually a watermelon jalapeno smoky. Do you know how to make smoky salt? They take salt and smoke it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's That's pretty cool. Yeah. I have a pack of it here, not a pack of whatever, a can of it now. Who knows what it's going to go on? Maybe like a steak or something. I'm not sure, but it's pretty cool. It smells delicious. It smells like a campfire, tastes salty, smells smoky, but it's a great accompaniment to the margarita. So I think so there was five margaritas. There was however many votes. I think there was 10 votes to people voting. Every single margarita got two votes. So it was a five-way tie.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who got the prize?
I think somebody showed up right kind of toward that, right around that time. So I think they were the tiebreaker.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Whatever one they voted on. So yeah, nice. I voted, but I only had tasted like one of them. So I was like, I didn't even vote for that one, but oh, but it was fun. And then a quick shout out to the Chop Stop over in Encinitas. I don't know if you've ever been there, but if you need like a gigantic salad, pretty good. But the people in there were crazy nice. So
cool.
It was like pretty rad. Yeah. But yeah, so when we went for Mother's Day, we went, like I said, out to Rosati's. But another place we were looking at, which would be kind of cool. Have you seen the Carlsbad Camp Store?
Oh, no, but you... did you tell me about it?
I think I brought it up on here one time, okay. But it's just at the Yeah, at the campgrounds. It's that their normal store, but they converted it or added on, I guess. Now they are going to start having live music there. You could become like, I don't know exactly how it works. That's why we didn't go there, because it's like, I don't know. It's like $25 to become a, to get your membership. But it's kind of like the more members they have, the better acts they could bring in. They built a stage out there, so they're gonna have like live music. If you go to, I think it's CarlsbadCampStore.com, or their Instagram could lead you there too, and they show you the lineup. They have like a lot of local music there throughout the week, and obviously the venue's killer because you're outside, you're right on the bluffs. They have beer and wine, they have pizza during certain hours, and a few other, you know, items to eat. But seems pretty rad. Bunch of park picnic benches and that kind of stuff. Like, and it seems, you know, like when they have the music, it's kind of towards sunset ish time. So they're trying to make it like a local vibe, support local artists, all that kind of stuff. So I think anybody who looking for something to do, go check them out and see kind of, you know, when their lineup is. Obviously there's limited parking in there, but they website has like, oh, park here. Here's the end. Like they have it all laid out, which is killer. So
nice.
It's pretty rad. But yeah, I think it's the Carlsbad Camp Store on Instagram, but not 100%. But yeah, it was a pretty fun weekend. Good day of golf. It was beautiful out there too. Twin Oaks. That's rad. Tough course, like you said.
Yep, it is. It's just it's narrow. There's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Probably a ton of not just oak trees, but poison oak if you go in the bushes looking for your ball.
Yeah, I hit a few in there and I could see them trickle in, but then I got closer and I was like, oh, no, I don't even want to get close to that. So I kind of stayed back. But I know Joe, Uncle Scott, a few of them were kind of digging through the bushes. So we'll see how they come out in the next few days here, but
don't touch them.
Yeah. You know, I think Joe threw me a ball that he found at one point. I was like, didn't think of it. I was like, oh no, put it in wipe off my hand, like on the grass. But oh man, but yeah, fun course. You should have been there next time.
Should have. I know. I should have.
Tell your children not to get sick.
Seriously.
I think you could tell them. I don't know if that works.
did I drop? I could have been golfing today. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And as far as golf goes too, the day was just beautiful because it was clear day, but it was kind of a little breezy, not too hot, not too cold. Yeah. It was fantastic. So,
yep. Nice. Yeah.
And we had before we get into our beer of the week, one of the beers they had a special out there, which is Dog Leg. It was our golden ale. I think it's called Gimme. And I've never really had Dog Leg, but Eddie has mentioned it a few times that it's not his favorite. Mm-hmm. But drinking that one, it was like, oh yeah, it's good. Nice light beer, good golf beer. I think that's obviously Dog Leg. That's like kind of their
key.
Yeah. What they're going for. But
yeah.
Yeah. I think it was my first, I've heard of Dog Leg, but it might've been my first Dog Leg I've ever actually had. So
very cool.
I'm all right with it. All right. Should we get into sports?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Starting off with sports. You already heard Cassie's, Little Giants are moving right along.
Yep.
In the what is it? Are you guys you're not LCC?
Where
are
LCYO. You?
LCYO. LCYO. Yeah.
Yep. Lacosta.
LCC. but yeah, moving right along. So you guys have two more games potentially.
Potentially, yeah. With semifinals tomorrow and hopefully championship Saturday, which is like a big old event, which is kind of the goal.
Yeah,
we play the Padres to get there. So
ooh.
Play the Padres on Wednesday.
Who would be potential on Saturday?
You know, I don't know. I don't think they've inputted their scores from yesterday.
Gotcha.
I think it's either the Dodgers. If I had to guess, it's either the Dodgers or the Angels.
Okay.
So we shall see.
The Battle of California.
Yep.
Nice.
Exactly.
Very nice. In other sports, well, we'll get to MLB here in a sec, but I was just chatting with my mom. I don't know where I read the article, but they were talking about San Diego State season tickets and how they already have, they're trying to sell like 14 or 18,000 is their goal, season tickets, and they're already almost there. And so I brought up goaztecs.com to see kind of when, just a little more info on it. Still 115 days out, 13 hours, 30 minutes and 16 seconds till countdown to kickoff, San Diego State versus the Arizona Wildcats. But definitely going to try to make it down there because, well, obviously a brand new stadium would be cool. It's always fun to explore. Yeah. And I think there'll just be a lot of good energy from, well, now that the Chargers aren't here. So football, people are craving football. So kind of get behind the San Diego State Aztecs would be kind of killer, but
super killer.
Yeah. And they've been playing, obviously they haven't had any home games since they were demoing Qualcomm, but season tickets for San Diego State's highly anticipated inaugural season at Aztec Stadium. It's are set to go on sale. They're already on sale. In addition, Aztec club members are now in the process of selecting seats based on their priority point ranking. I don't know, as alumni, I don't know if I get like a certain, sure there's something, but season tickets for the premier college football experience in America starts at $250, which isn't bad. So, or less than $50 per game. So if you want like a four pack, 60% of the tickets available to purchase on the season basis are on a season basis at the new stadium are within $39 of the 2019 season ticket prices at SDCCU. But yeah, you can go to, just go to Go Aztecs and check it out. But
cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be a super fun experience. I wonder if they have, I don't know, you know, some college stadiums don't have beer.
Yeah, I wonder too, like even tailgate.
Yeah, because
that's, I don't know how that works.
That was one of my favorite tailgating places just because it was fun, you know, go watch a Charger game. But do you know the name of the new stadium, by the way?
Snapdragon.
It's not Qualcomm. Yeah, it's Snapdragon, which I think is, I think it's part of Qualcomm.
Yeah. I think it is.
So I guess,
maybe
I don't know.
They just wanted to change up the.
Yeah. So it's not Qualcomm anymore. Now it's Snapdragon. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Their first two games, you got September 3rd, Arizona. You got September 10th, Idaho State. And then they go out of town for a little bit. And then coming to the 24th is Toledo. Holy Toledo. Let me see what would be like one of the best games.
Yeah. Snapdragon is chips. They're like phone chips.
Okay.
So
nice. And then they have, three out of the last four games are at home. So most of November, they're going to be at home. The 5th, the 12th, and the 26th.
Cool.
But yeah, should be fun. Get on down there. And I guess for football games, it's relatively inexpensive, but if you want to go see some ball.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for, we're sitting in May 10th at 10:42 AM recording power rankings for Major League Baseball.
And this is what I told you earlier. I said, would have been nice to chat about this last week.
Yeah. from Yahoo Sports. Here's a little teaser. MLB ranking, power rankings. San Diego Padres powering on without Fernando Tatis Jr. So they must have moved up, guys. Let's see where they fall. Number one. Yeah, I'm sure you guess who's number one, Cassidy.
Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers staying at number one. New York Yankees, number two. The Mets at number three. Coming in at number four, the Milwaukee Brewers moved up three spots, and then the Pods jumped into the top five. So they moved up one spot. Eric Hosmer and Manny Machado have carried the offense in the absence of Fernando Tatis. I think he's out till mid-July or something like that.
And then Giants went from 5 to 11.
I have them at 12 here, so.
Oh, I'm on the MLB one. Is that the Yahoo one?
Yeah, this is from, it's actually from, it's on Yahoo, but I think it's from USA Today, so.
Okay, MLB has the Padres in sixth.
Ooh, all right.
The Mets in fifth, and then the Giants in 11th now.
But, all right.
But Giant. They've won, now they've won couple in a row, so they're back.
Yeah,
back.
The headline
they
here
also,
is.
Everybody had COVID, so.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you. This one said Giants lost their first five games in May, including two versus the Dodgers.
Yep.
So anyways, yeah, we're probably, I guess we're a month in ish, somewhere right in there. Yeah.
Yep.
And I was listening to, driving to my mom's on Mother's Day, and it was right when they were playing the, where they play the Angels? No, they played the Marlins. That's who they were playing. Okay. So got to watch or listen to that game. I like the radio because my folks were watching it at their house a little bit too, but I like the radio lineup announcers a little bit better than the Bally Sports announcers. I mean, I like Mud for sure, but who's the other dude in there? I don't even know.
Who it was. Russello.
Yeah. But I think the radio is Tony Gwynn Jr. and what's his name? He's Bob Scanlon, I want to say, the pitcher. Yeah. The old pitcher. But I just like hearing Tony Gwynn Jr. has got some good insight. Obviously, he played a lot. So did Bob. He was a pitcher. So, but listen to that. But anyways, listen to beginning of the game on the way over. Watched an inning or two over there. Listened to a bit of the game on the way home. And it just sounded, they, no offense, nothing was going on. And then I don't have it at my house. So then read later that night, it was, you know, it was a walk-off 3-2 win, which was quite lovely. So. But I didn't get any of the excitement, you know?
No, yeah. Yep. We saw a couple people that were at the game on Instagram for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So it was a exciting way to win on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Walk-off action. Standings are all so tight too. For the National League West, Diamondbacks are only 4.5 back, which is kind of wild since the Dodgers are the number one ranked team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So it's anybody's division at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Tony Gwynn was saying too. Just even the stats, how Machado's crushing it. Hosmer's got some good batting average stats, et cetera. He's like, yeah, you talk to anybody in, you know, the locker room, they're like, yeah, nothing really counts until, like, I think he said, June, maybe late June. Like, that's when you start seeing kind of how the pace is going to go throughout the year. You know, you can't really keep up a 3-something, you know, high 3s batting average all year. I mean, you can, I guess, but it's very rare.
Only a couple of people have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. The only thing glaring when you look at stats and stuff, the Dodgers run differential is +70. So they've scored 135 runs and given up 65. The next best is, what was it? Next best is the Yankees at +49. That's a huge difference.
Yeah. Sounds like they're crushing people.
Yeah. They're just not giving up very many runs. That's the big thing. Like, Giants got shut down hard when we played them this past week. So their pitching is probably the best in baseball, I guess.
Yeah. Some people like those pitcher, like, not duels, just the defensive games, low scoring, but I don't know. It's kind of,
it's
not as exciting.
it, the stress level is real. I mean, the Giants, I don't remember if it was the first season or that they won the World Series in 2010 or one of the other ones, but it used to be Giants baseball. The motto is Giants baseball. It's torture. and a lot of that was because the team was pitching defense heavy.
Yeah.
And like they'd give up no runs in the game and they'd score one on like a hit, bunt, pass ball, and then like, you know, wild pitch or a squibber in the infield and score from third. Some stupid little play get a run in. It's like, all right, a base hit would have been nice just like at some point. Make it a little easier on yourselves, but
make it give us some offense. You got the W, but still,
right.
How exciting is seeing great pitching every day?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And the Giants. I mean, right now watching the Giants games, they're scoring a ton of runs. Like they have scored 139 so far this season, which is even better than Dodgers. So
yeah,
when they do hit, they're I mean, I think they hit 3 home runs in the first 2 innings on Sunday. So not too bad.
Not too shabby. So anyways, we got a month in, got a few months, when do they go till June, July, August, September, October. So it's like 5 months.
I like
it. A lot of baseball left, kids. A lot of baseball left.
Yep. Excited for excited to get to the ballpark too. We're chatting through some dates and stuff. So
yeah, I think we have it on the schedule for, I don't know, I think it's the end of this month.
Nice.
Yep, Padres game on the schedule. Sunday the 29th. We'll see you guys down there.
Very cool.
Get on down. But yeah, it'll be fun. I think my whole family's going. It should be a good time.
Nice.
All right. In other sports news, I guess it's not sports, but it is sports adjacent. Ross Cards and Coffee to combine cafe with sports memorabilia in San Diego. Ross Cards will soon open its first San Diego location. It's interesting. They're trying to do more than, like, let's start with one, guys. Combining sports cards and memorabilia with a full cafe experience. Last year, sports enthusiast Jake Ross opened the first outpost of Ross Cards and Coffee on San Juan Island in Washington State. A second outpost is currently being installed. I don't know where the former Radix boutique space, but I do know where I looked up the address in San Diego's North County city of Encinitas. So it's going to be right next to Craftsman and Jorge's right there. El Camino Real, 267 North El Camino Real, Suite G. Yeah, so they have a little bit of space in there. Cool little spot. I'm excited. Just a cool little coffee shop. I'll go in there and definitely get a cup of Joe and kind of see what they have. Bring in I have about 100 baseball cards left that I kept. So get rid of them. I don't know if they trade them or buy them. I think you have to have really rare ones for it to be worth anything, but
right.
Which I don't think I have, but Ross Cards and Coffee will sell an array of sports cards, trading cards, Pokemon cards, collectibles like jerseys, as well as a small menu of teas and pour over coffee from Watson Cabe, yeah, coffee roasters in Kona, Hawaii, a small farm known for its Arabica pea berry beans. It's anticipated to open by month's end. So the end of March here. The end of May. May, March, MM. It sounds the same.
It's the other M.
Yeah.
Month. So
yeah. But if you go to, they got a Facebook page. So it's at Ross Cards and Coffee. April 21st. Looks like they put a little sneak peek in. They see a Justin Herbert jersey. I think it's a Shaq jersey. I can't really see. Yeah, 32. It's kind of hard to see the farther ones. There's a Joe Montana jersey. So yeah, should be cool. Like a little sports place.
Very cool.
Ooh, nice. This is from April 11th. A nice 1997 Skybox Premium Junior Seau card. Mm. So cool. Got some local flavor in there too.
Nice.
Yeah.
We were chatting about this before we jumped on and started recording, but I have fond memories of the spots that used to be in Encinitas. There used to be off Encinitas Boulevard in the Taco Bell Center. That was like, as soon as I got my allowance, I'd be in there every single week. And then they moved to, you know, where the watch spot is off El Camino Real. Watch for Pierce. So they moved into that center and then just went away at some point. So,
I mean, that watch place does seem like it definitely was. I mean, I think they just moved in their watches. I don't think they still have the glass cases in there and stuff. It does look like it does look like a sports card type place.
Yep. Yeah. So glad to see that it's kind of cool that cards are making a comeback just because they were huge in the, when we were kids.
Yeah.
And maybe they never fully, they didn't go away ever, but it just mean maybe now they're, since everything's so digital, like you get digital baseball cards on, if you play like MLB The Show on PS4, you get like digital cards.
Nice.
It's cool that kids actually want real baseball cards again.
Yeah. Yeah. Physical.
And Pokemon cards. I mean, it's big business now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that Pokemon has been around. I mean, I never was really into. I'm more into it now than I was when they were like first coming out. I don't know when that even was. How old were we? Maybe like middle school, or I don't know. They've been around forever. Right. But now I never really thought about, I was more into the, you know, baseball, football cards, all that kind of stuff. But now my little guy likes Pokemon. So I kind of know, I know some stuff about Pokemon and kind of the nice evolutions and the, you know, the Rainbow Rare VX Max kind of thing.
I know Pikachu. That's about it.
Yeah. Who does Pikachu evolve from?
No clue.
He goes from Pichu to Pikachu to Raichu. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's funny. Yeah. It's just like looking at all the cards and all the, you know, all the characters, and I don't know, there's hundreds, maybe probably a little less. I think there's the book Lincoln has, it's like 800 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that Pikachu got such a following. He's just like a little tiny, normal, like middle grade Pokemon. You know, he's not even like anything rare or whatever. It's just funny that like that was the one that stuck around.
And he also got the movie too. So
yeah, yeah.
The action, the live action one. He's like the main character too. So
ooh, I think Lincoln would like that. The little guy, not so much right now, but we'll have to maybe check out that. But anyways, for hit us up at hello at North County CA if you guys have any Pokemon questions.
direct them at Chris, please.
Yeah. I'll ask Lincoln and he can give us the rundown. But so yeah, Ross Cards, if you guys want to grab a cup of Joe and look at some Joe Montana cards, 267 North El Camino Real Suite G. Go follow them on Facebook so you can follow when they are opening. I haven't seen it on their picture here. They do have the sign that's Sports Cards. I mean, it has their sign coming soon. I guess I haven't been in that center for a few weeks, so very neat. Cool. Yeah. And then one other event coming up in the sports realm, the Over the Line Craft Beer Fest returns on Saturday, May 21st. So I know they usually have the big one on 4th of July weekend or week, whatever, but this is at Fiesta Island, obviously, as always, or the other one, the main one, July 9th through the 10th and July 16th through 17th at Fiesta Island. This one must be at the same place, I'm assuming. The Over the Line Beer Fest takes place on Saturday, May 21st at Mariners Point Park. So 1215 Mariners Way in San Diego's Mission Beach neighborhood. So it's not at Fiesta Island, which is kind of neat. But yeah, some of the beers, they got a good lineup. So you get participating breweries pouring samples at this year's festival. Include the first one I haven't heard of, BNS Brewing. Ring any bells? You know that one?
Sounds familiar.
Okay. You got Alesmith, Coronado, Thorn Street, or just Thorn, not Thorn Street. Three Punks, Second Chance, Kings and Convicts, Resident, Mike Hess, Spursion, Mujeres, Brewhouse, Rove by Pure Project. I had to look up what Rove was. I thought it was like one of their offshoots, but it's just literally one of their beers. It's like I think, what do they call it? An adventure beer. Where did it go? Rove Adventure Beer. No, it's not here anymore, but yeah, it was just one of their beer, said they brew. So then you got Lost Abbey, Dos Desperados, and You and Yours Distilling Company, and then Ashland Seltzer. So
did you ever do the Over the Line thing?
No, I remember my pops used to play. They used to have it during that weekend up at Brangle Terrace. So that's where we would go for. And I think back in the day, they used to have it at the harbor, actually. And then that's Brangle Terrace was there, too. So, you know, before they banned alcohol on the beach, they had that. I'm sure now they could probably do it and get
like an event. They probably get like an event, something or other.
Yeah, something. But yeah, I think, yeah, it used to be at Oceanside and then Brangle Terrace, which was pretty fun too, just because it was, you know, cool little thing. Tournament all day. Like, remember watching them, him and Corey Anderson and the other cats out there, but never actually played in the tournament. How about you?
No, it just was always the game that we played, like with my dad, at a couple of our houses, just because we didn't have room to play full on baseball games. So we'd play Over the Line. And one, there was only, you know, three of us. So, so we'd have like two fielders, one hitter, and we'd play it a little different than you play it, but
yeah.
Might need to look into playing again. It'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely an all day event, especially if they have the beer fest there. So you're going to be drinking. I think it's part of the culture of Over the Line. I don't think, unless you're like in a super competitive league, like I would hope that they would have different leagues, you know, like we'd probably put us in the
rec.
Yeah. The rec league or
just like we always do for softball. I'm always like bottom, put us at the bottom.
What do you got us at? Yeah. Bring us down a few, down a few
more. Especially because San Marcos last year, when we were playing softball, they brought it. He's like, I don't think we have room in the rec, so we might have to bring you to the middle. I'm like, oh, please don't.
What's the lowest?
And we lost a lot of games.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But
hey, well, we'll see how San Marcos goes this year. I did find that robe thing. So even the biggest craft beer fans sometimes desire a lighter beer that they can drink throughout the day. Luckily, San Diego-based craft brewery Pure Project is launching a new beer brand. So it is a whole brand for the sessionable state of mind. Launching March 31st, Rove Adventure Beer is bright, refreshing, clocks in at only 4.2% ABV. It's an ultimate companion for wherever life takes you. Epic surf excursions, forest hikes, or equally adventurous life trips. So
nice.
I wonder if it's just going to be that beer, it sounds like, but like, I don't know. Can you make a whole brand off your own, one beer?
I think so, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Rove.beer. An easy drinking beer for those sessionable days. Interesting.
Interesting. I mean, it's kind of like Coors. I mean, it's kind of like Coors/Coors
Light. You are right. Yeah. You are right. Yeah. Yep. But craft beer brands, they can't do that. I guess they can.
Well, I mean, wasn't Coors at some point?
I think it was the Banquet beer.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Before it became big money or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I bet it was a standalone. I mean, yeah, it was the craft beer of its time.
Yeah. For sure.
So, all right. Rove is the new Coors.
You never know. Oh. I mean, we know that St. Archer didn't really do well with their core, whatever it was. Was it St. Archer Gold or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they tried to do their like Michelob Ultra style. Yeah.
That was definitely a flop. A
fail.
Yeah.
But who knows? This could be the one.
All right. So get your Rove on. And then where'd it go here? Not that one. No, I don't have the other Rove thing, but nonetheless. Talk about one beer questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you could only have one beer per week, so your allotment of beer is one beer per week, so total of four beers per month, what's your one beer per week?
That's a tough it has to be the same beer every single week.
Yeah,
like is like a like the one beer you drink one beer for the rest of your life.
Okay, let's just say one beer. Your allotment is one beer per week. I guess you could mix it up and do four different beers, but you're only going to drink one beer. Let's say you could drink one beer this week. What's it going to be?
Let's go Carlsberg Crush Virgin.
Okay. That's funny. I mean, solid beer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been under the impression for myself that I didn't like Carlsberg Crush. Obviously I love it's a, was beer of the year 2020. I want to say, but, the single hop beers, I was like, you know, like the Mosaic or Keep It Simcoe. I like the mix, but turns out that Carlsberg Crush is a single hop beer. So since they don't brand it that way though, I just never knew, but I heard it on a beer night in San Diego. They were talking about it. So, nice. Okay. Questions. If you only can enjoy one beer whenever you wanted, but forever, now you only get one beer, one style or one actual beer, you know, what would it be? Like you drink one beer for the rest of your life. Yeah.
And what style or a specific one?
Beer. Yeah. Like a beer.
Let's It's a good question. It's a tough question to put me on the spot with, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Well, let's just, we'll switch it up and we'll do, it's tough. Say weekend vibes.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good one. Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Good. It's got good. a good nose on it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. It's a good call. Both local, Sweet. Both good. So get yourself a weekend vibe keg. I think that's what you need.
Yeah. It's probably not a bad one, huh?
Yeah. What's your beer
of the week?
Of the week.
So, one of the reasons I'm very happy to go up to Disneyland, specifically California Adventure, is some great beer. And usually it's Carl Strauss is what we drink the most of there just because it's the most prevalent. This time around they have a little, spot that has just kind of a rotating. It's not always the same brewery.
Yeah.
And they had a Harland beer.
Okay.
On tap there. So I was like, oh, gotta get that. I mean, and it was a tropical IPA. It was just called Harland Tropical IPA. And that's all that it said. And now I can't find that anywhere on anything. So curious if they, either California Adventure just like dumbs down the name, or if, you know, Harland just has like a specific one they send to them.
Like a collab or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was delicious. It was, you know, it had that little tropical flair to it, but it was very easy drinking IPA. It was really, really good.
Nice. Really good. Yeah.
Especially
I wonder,
because Disneyland gets so hot. Like Anaheim is just like there's no breeze. There's no, it's just hot and concrete. Yeah. It's all I can describe
hot
it. It's
and
just,
hot and concrete.
I mean, yeah, it was like chilly and breezy, like over by the hotel. And then you get in the parks and it's just sweltering.
Yeah.
So anyway, and I do have a, second, runner up. It's a cocktail. A canned cocktail, since everybody now that's the new thing. And our buddy Colin told me about it a while back. But it is called Villager Spirits. Have you seen that yet?
I've seen the billboards somewhere in Encinitas.
It was in Encinitas, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
But I haven't seen them out and about.
So I hadn't either until the other day. I was getting some last minute Mother's Day rations for our getaway. And I saw it and I'm like, oh, I've been looking for this for a while. And got a mixed margarita pack. And it, so you get strawberry margarita, Cadillac, pineapple, and mango, in the 12 pack.
Nice.
And they were delicious. They were super, super good. And then I looked up like what they're all about. And so here's just the description of the owners of the place. It's, we're a collective crew, and they're based out of San Diego, by the way. Okay. We're a collective crew of creators, artists, athletes, and influencers. We share a common passion for life and living every moment to the fullest, defined by self-expression and sharing what our passion with others. Villager Spirits was created to share with you the good times along the way. And the list of owners is nuts. It's, I mean, I don't know everybody, but Mark Hoppus is one. Adam Devine is one. Cody Bellinger is one. Ben Roethlisberger, Jared Goff, Adam Scott, the actor. Who else do I recognize? There's probably, I mean, you'd probably recognize more. Taylor Knox, Jeremy McGrath. So pretty incredible.
It sounds like a, what was the,
who's who of,
yeah, but what was the, old, the Kings and Convicts, what would that used to be? St. Archer. Is this St. Archer 2.0?
Could be.
In the alcohol brand or in the mixed cocktail?
It could. What's that guy's last name?
I don't remember, but I know it was, if you ever went to their old website, that's, they had like athletes, you know, that's kind of who started it. I don't think there was many musicians or anything like that. It was more like kind of action sports people.
Okay.
But still just a collective of, you know, a bunch of peeps.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's a neat, so it's kind of like crowdfunding with famous people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a bad plan.
Yeah. Yeah, the ballast point, the cutwater ones are pretty solid too.
I've tried a couple of them. This one, I don't know why, just they're not as, and I just had the margaritas, but they're not as sweet, which I kind of prefer. So it tastes more like a cocktail I'd make than, you know, the ones that are, and I didn't, they have Mai Tai and stuff like that, which is probably super sweet.
Yeah. But, yeah. The cutwater. Yeah. I've had the ones I have enjoyed are the vodka sodas.
Just, oh yeah, yeah.
They're basically like seltzer waters.
Right.
They're not sweet. They're no sugar. So
nice.
Yeah. Cool. They're good. My beer of the week. I think you actually brought it, but I think I enjoyed it at softball. It was McKellar.
Yep.
Burst, their West Coast style IPA. And McKellar is, so I'll tell you about this beer first. McKellar, my uncle, is when we were golfing, he said, you know, what's the new hot beer? You know, I always tell him Bergeon, obviously, but he's like, yeah, I know that. But
what else? Something
but,
that's not Bergeon.
Yeah. So I told him about this one, and I've seen if you're out and about, like any liquor store, bottle shop, whatever, their cans are kind of like, the artwork is pretty recognizable for McKellar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you'll be able to see it. And they're
hard to find the type of beer on it for me.
Yeah, it is. It's very art forward.
Yeah.
beer, try to find what kind of beer you're getting is a little different.
Yep.
but they're from, where was their thing? So McKellar is a Danish world renowned Copenhagen based craft brewery founded by school teacher Mikkel Borg. Can't even get his last name, Jurgso, something like that. But anyways, nice they work. Opened, they have this one. I think there's one in SF and then one other one somewhere in California. But yeah, it's pretty highly sought after beer. But they're, if you look at any of their like IPAs or most of their beers in general, they're a little more, which I think is like European style, as far as like their percentages are like 5.9% for this West Coast IPA. Like you don't find it's so kind of more on that pale ale scale. whereas, you know, our IPAs are 7.72, maybe you get some 6.8s in there, but it's like you know, a little bit lighter on the alcohol content. And that's like, even their like light beers, I think they have when they're lagers or something, it's like 3.2 or something, you know, something very, very light and refreshing. Mm-hmm. But this should one's good.
Should it be drank at room temperature or no?
not recommended. Unless you're
not IPAs,
you're in Copenhagen. Yeah. Utilizing, yeah, this is the, this is their West Coast with Simcoe, Citra, and Mosaic called Burst.
Nice. I like
it. Yeah. It was designed to represent a true West Coast IPA, distinguished layers of tropical fruits, bright citrus, and resinous pine lead to a crisp and lasting finish, and enlivened that melody of Simcoe Mosaic, saturated with myrcene and humulene hop oils.
Wow.
Complements lanolol rich Citra, generated a massively enjoyable aromatic profile. So,
how many chemicals are in this beer?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's actually their nod to West Coast IPAs from legendary brewers Russian River, Sierra Nevada, and Anchor. So
nice.
But yeah, good beer. And if you see theirs out, like I said, they're just usually a little lighter, but I know they do when they just came here a year, 2 years ago, like within the recent future or recent past. They were highly touted. So
cool.
Yeah. All right. And then real quick, a few other beer things, local world beer cup winners, San Diego County notches 17 awards. I'm just going to go through a few of them. Through the golds, one of yours, Hot Foo, American style IPA, North Park got the gold.
Nice.
American style Pilsner, the Guido. I don't even know if I've ever seen that. Pizza Port, Bressy Ranch. They got the gold in American style Pilsner. Coffee Stout or Porter, Dusk Till Dawn, Pizza Port once again. But that is their San Clemente location. So technically not here, but Scotch style ale, Wee Heavy from Alesmith. And then this one is very interesting. I didn't know there was a smoked beer category, but it's Schlenkerlish from Ballast Point. So that was the golds. But yeah, there's some nice. Some good contenders in here. A bunch of bronze. Craft Coast got a International Pilsner Bronze or International Lager. So
Nice. Spurgeon got good. A bronze as well, I think. Yeah, I don't remember which beer it was, though.
Where did it go? Spurgeon got International Light Lager, silver, for Invita.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Beautiful.
Yep. Solid beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Creative Creature coming to San Marcos.
Cool.
Your update is if you go to their Instagram, North County coming soon. So that was my that was my update for. I did some digging. That's all I could find. So sorry, guys.
I know.
Obviously they're building out the old Stumblefoot, but it was already all set up. So maybe
built out. But
yeah, maybe they're
just making some beer.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're just getting the you know beer for that location kind of down. So
yep.
Yeah. And then North Park's own Home Brewing Company is the top craft brewery in California, according to Yelp. So have you heard of Home Brewing Company?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, interesting. I never have.
Where are they out of?
They are, I don't even know where.
Out of somebody's home?
I think
Oceanside, maybe? Let's see. I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have their address on here.
No, they're down south.
Okay.
Oklahoma Boulevard, San Diego.
Yeah, but I think they have a bunch of beer on tap down at their place from Home Brewing Company, but they definitely don't distribute a lot or slightly. It looks like they're cans to go. They have Sharks with Lasers, a 4-pack from Homebrew, and then your favorite beer is a blonde ale. Those are their two that they have to go. Other than that, it's all their tap. So it's a little stout, an American stout, Dapper Dog, the Mo Jamba, a sour smoothie sour. They got a Hefeweizen hibiscus ale, IPA is that Sharks with Lasers. This one's coming soon and they're just going way out. It's called It's No Wonder, a DDDDH IPA. So, cool. A new one. If you guys want to check out something new. New to me. I'm sure anybody in the beer world knows about it, but obviously it's one of those places that you kind of have to go to go enjoy. So,
yeah. And they do have, they do sell home brewing stuff as well. And their website has a whole ton of cool info and everything on brewing at home as well. So
yep.
Kind of a cool concept of, drink some of our beers that we're making, but then also learn how to beer. And they have classes and stuff too. I don't know if the classes have started back up. Actually, it does look like it. Yeah, it looks like they do. They do have some bottle shares and know your ingredients, a malt workshop and hops workshops and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
So if you want to dive in a little bit more for your beer, and I'm sure if they're getting pretty highly rated on Yelp.
Yep.
Sure, they make some good beer too.
June 4th at their San Diego location, $25 intro to home brewing class.
Nice.
So pretty cool.
There we go. All right. Wrapping it up. What else we got?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, that's it. You heard it from Cassidy. That's it.
Let's get back to work.
Okay, back to work, everybody. Hit us up, hello@northcountyca. If you guys have questions, go check us out, northcountyca.com. Go find me on Instagram. I am Chris Erickson. You got Cassie Lewis at Cassie Lewis RE. Coming in hot, 159 next week. Stay tuned. Thanks as always. Hit the follow button if you don't already, or subscribe wherever you listen. And we'll catch you guys all next week.